Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on patient Christine Wellborn, W-E-L-L-B-O-R-N-E. This goes to Dr. Cully. On 2-2-22, Mrs. Wellborn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a study dated 7-28-21, there's been no change period. The paragraph impression normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Stephen Hawthorne. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 2-2-22, Mr. Hawthorne performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 92%, period. After walking 294 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 90%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. And when compared to a study dated 4-27-21, there's been no significant change, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Fred McMillan. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 2-2-22, Mr. McMillan performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 432 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 99%, period. A paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Roy Mears, M-E-A-R-E-S. This goes to Dr. Pellegrino. On 2-2-22, Mr. Mears performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a study dated 6-15-21, there's been slight improvement, period, to paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E, Krause, C-R. O-U-S-E. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 2-2-22, Mrs. Krause performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 179 meters in 2 minutes and 51 seconds, she desaturated to 86%, and the test was terminated, period. A paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Burr, B-U-R-R. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 2-2-22, Mr. Burr performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 7-28-21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Vincent Tassone, T-A-S-S-O-N-E. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 2-2-22, Mr. Tassone performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 7-13-21, patient demonstrates less bronchial reactivity at this time, and worsening airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Donna Hewitt. This goes to Dr. Schmidt. On 2-2-22, Mrs. Hewitt performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with minimal airways obstruction, period. Compared to a study dated 7-26-21, There's been no significant change. Perinopagraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, the 6-minute walk test on James Ciglarski, Ciglarski. This goes to Dr. Tony Meeks. On 2/2/22, Mr. Ciglarski performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%. Period. The patient ambulated 100 meters in 6 minutes and the saturation was 89%. Period. New paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. And when compared to a study dated 9/3/14, there's been worse exercise tolerance, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Terry Carpenter. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 2/2/22, Mrs. Carpenter performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a study dated 9/22/21, there's been worsening of airways obstruction, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing progression, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on 2/2/22 on Mr. Dennis Hogan. This goes to Dr. Daniel Sappenfield. On 2/2/22, Mr. Hogan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates without bronchoreactivity, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a study dated 9/22/21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Rogers. This goes to Deborah Adams Wingate, NP on 2/2/22. Mrs. Rogers performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, period. There was no significant airways obstruction, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without demonstrable bronchial reactivity, period. Thank you.